job done, really. You've qualified. That's what you came for, although obviously you all probably wanted better individual performances, but the team now can really start planning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've qualified for Rio, and that's what we came here with. Obviously, I was hoping for to be more in medal contention. She's really had a brilliant week. It's her first four-star, the dressage that is down. And, you know, obviously, as thrilled as I am with her there today and yesterday, I wanted to be top 10 knocking on the medals, and my dressage kept me too far away from that. So a little disappointed, but very happy that we've qualified.
But yesterday, obviously, that experience of the cross country, it was a really difficult test given the conditions. And today, the crowd, all riders seem to say, this is not what we're used to. And a horse as inexperienced as yours, you must be very pleased.
I'm really proud of her. Like, she's an amazing jumper on the last day. But what worried me today was I followed Rodolphe, and he deserved all the cheer that he got. But it was seriously loud. I mean, she nearly lost it, and that's partly why we had the rail. She just got a bit too wired on me. But like I say, I'm thrilled for Rodolphe and everything, but it made my life very difficult.
So what's the future now? Obviously, the team can think about and planning for Rio, but for you personally, what's the next few weeks hold for you?
Burley next week. So yeah, no
just rest a small matter of Burley, yes.
No rest for the wicked. I've got Vaguely North going there. I'm really excited about his chances. He's been on top form. With her, I'm just thrilled. I mean, to come to the Worlds as a first four-star and a track like that, both the dressage and the show jumping were incredibly atmospheric, something she's never seen before. And the cheer affected her today. It affected her more in the dressage, and she just couldn't quite handle it. But I'm sure that'll come with another year under her belt.
It'll be noisy in Brazil, so...
Well, she's 10 now. She'll be 12 then. So, you know, if that's the way it goes, so...